From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Google is ending its censorship of its Chinese language search engine. NPR's Louisa Lim in Shanghai says Beijing has issued an angry statement.
China accused Google of violating a written promise it made when it entered the Chinese market. An unnamed official from the State Council Information Office said Google was totally wrong to halt the filtering of its search engine. The statement said China was opposed to politicizing commercial issues, and it expressed anger and dissatisfaction at what it called Google's unreasonable practices. It also said that authorities had held talks on two occasions with Google officials. Google has now stopped censoring search results on its Chinese site and shifted its search engine off the mainland to Hong Kong. But the web filtering system in place in China means that even if the search results are uncensored, clicking on the relevant links doesn't necessarily work. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
President Obama is supporting Senator Christopher Dodd's efforts to boost government regulation of financial markets. Mr. Obama says he'll fight efforts to water down the bill. Dodd's proposal would allow the government to break up firms that threaten the economy and, Dodd says, give the public more protection.
This is a bill that will update our regulatory system for the 21st century financial sector so that we can keep pace with the innovation and be ready for future crises as they happen.
Dodd chairs the Senate Banking Committee. The grassroots group Acorn is folding amid falling revenues. The decision comes only 6 months after video footage emerged showing some of Acorn's workers giving advice to conservative activists who were posing as a pimp and a prostitute. Asian shares are higher amid hopes that the global economic recovery will continue. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports that healthcare stocks boosted the U.S. stock market.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed about 0.4% to end the trading day at nearly 10,786. The S&P 500 and the Nasdaq were up by even larger percentages. Some market watchers had feared the passage of healthcare legislation would drive stocks lower, but the final vote on the bill removed a lot of uncertainty, and the markets responded positively. Analysts believe hospitals and pharmaceutical companies are likely to benefit from the measure, which could mean as many as 32 million additional paying customers. On Monday, shares in hospital operators Tenet Healthcare and Health Management Associates both rose sharply. The outlook for insurance companies is more complex, but the downside risk for many of those firms may have already been priced into their shares. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
Japan's Nikkei index may need to issue more bonds or drop some spending plans. This is NPR News. The European Union's highest court is due to issue landmark rulings on Tuesday on internet ads and whether Google can be held responsible if it highlights sites that are selling counterfeit items under brand names. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels on the wide implications of the case.
The European Court of Justice, the highest legal body in the European Union, is deciding two major questions with this case. Both are based on a complaint brought by French luxury goods sellers, including LVMH, which claimed that online searches for Louis Vuitton merchandise, for example, turned up companies selling counterfeit items under the brand name. First, LVMH wants the court to decide whether pop-up ads for these rival sites violate EU trademark law. Then the French companies want a ruling on whether Google is legally responsible for those ads, making the search company and others like it potentially liable for fines if it loses the case. Google says since it just offers space to advertisers, it should not be responsible for what they post. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Groups supporting same-sex unions in California must release their memos and emails to attorneys on the other side. A federal judge in San Francisco says the documents can be used as evidence for proponents of the ban known as Proposition 8. The ruling upholds a lower court decision. The American Civil Liberties Union's lawsuit says it will appeal. The trial to determine whether the ban is constitutional has been on hold pending a review of additional evidence in the case. Again, in stocks, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 43 points. I'm Shay Stevens. NPR News from Washington.